is the second date update on the 10th
with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Heather, how can we help you, madam?
Hi. I went out with a really great guy. We went on a couple dates, dinner a few times, went to the movies, we went dancing. We had just amazing few dates. He and I hooked up. I thought we were really connected. I was so happy with him. And then, you know, he ghosted me. Like, I have no idea what's going on. I haven't heard from him at all.
Okay, you said
so
you went out.
I don't know.
But you said you went out with him a couple times, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened the last time you went out? Did anything crazy that you think might have turned him off?
I mean, we hooked up, and I thought that everything was going well. I mean, I slept with him. I thought things were amazing. And, like, that was it. I haven't heard from him since.
And you thought that there was potential for this to actually turn into a relationship?
Oh, 100%. I mean, he gave me all the signs that everything was going, like we were going to be moving forward with our relationship.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll give him a call next.
Hi, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg. It is Hot 96.9, the radio station, calling you. This is the Get Up Crew. It's myself, Ramiro, and Pebbles, and Melissa, and Wiggy. Can we ask you something real quick, sir?
Did I win something?
You did not.
Very excited.
Well, you did. Well, not yet. You might have won something. The reason we're calling you is because somebody reached out to us about you, and they would like to take you out. And we will pay for the entire thing. So if you say yes, you can pick where, you can pick when, you can pick what you're going to do, and we'll facilitate. We'll take care of the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the only thing is you have to go out with the person that reached out to us about you.
Who was it?
Well, it's a girl that you actually went out with a couple of times. Her name is Heather.
Oh, that is not going to work.
Wait, you said it's not going to work out. Why?
I just don't think that's the direction I want to go in relationship-wise right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really want to go all the way into it right
now. Okay, because she, you know, she was telling us about how you guys had two great dates, how you, you know, got romantic, and she thought that, you know, there was definitely potential for maybe a future with you two.
No, there honestly isn't a potential for a future with the two of us. If I could be 100% honest, the only reason I went on a few dates with her was to prove to my very good boyfriend that I am in fact gay. I'm no longer bi. I don't consider myself bi.
Okay. Wait.
What?
Her ball. So you have a boyfriend and didn't tell her that? So you were in a relationship?
I am. What the talking about? You used me?
Okay, Greg, Heather's on the phone. She heard what you said.
Are you kidding me? You used me to prove a point to yourself? Are you crazy?
A little bit. I paid for dinner and we had a good time. I mean,
we had sex. You're gay.
We did
you
have sex. And if I could just say that was the nail in the coffin. I was like, I'm not enjoying this and having to picture my boyfriend to get through with it.
Wait, hold on a second. Why did you... I need to know, Greg, why did...
In college, I dated both men and women. And I let that slip to my current boyfriend. And he was like, I think you still like women. And he was like, prove it. I was like, all right, well, I'll go on this date with this girl. And then...
This is a bunch of bullshit. Because if you were bisexual, you should have at least told me you were bisexual. That didn't even come up in conversation.
I was trying to keep it light and trying to, you know, protect your feelings a little bit.
Were you, though?
Yeah, right.
The only thing you were protecting is yourself.
Did it ever occur to you that he might be gay or might not be into you or might be testing you?
I mean, it wasn't the worst sex I ever had. It was fine. I just, you know, he was a little distant, but I just thought maybe he was nervous or, you know, it was our first time together. But never did I ever think that he was bisexual or gay. And I don't have a problem with that. If you are, you are. But don't use me as a way to figure out if you are.
What do you want me to do? You were the first person I matched with on Bumble. I mean, I did what I had to do. I mean, we're all on this journey.
So you're basically using people. That's awful.
Yeah, dude, you suck.
But congratulations on finding yourself, you piece of shit.
I found myself, and it was inside Heather. And I want to say I thank you, Heather.